This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Jillian and Nick are full of hot air. It's Airbags on Joy 94.9.
Well, we're full of hot air, but of a different kind this week. You might have realised we've got Cal.
Instead of Nick.
But actually, you're instead of me, because I'm instead of Nick.
Oh, okay.
You see, you're sitting where I normally sit, Cal, and obviously I'm sitting where Nick normally... It's very confusing. I'm looking at myself, but I'm looking at you.
So does that mean Nick has the top job? Because... she's, like, out of the two of you. If she's gone, then you need to replace her, and then you need to get someone else.
To be me. So yeah. She's the top of the food chain.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is that what's going on?
I know. You know that she would like to think that, wouldn't she? If she's listening now, because she's a bit sick, poor love. She'd be loving that. Yeah. She'd be texting us in saying on 0427JOY949 saying, yes, I am top dog. Why would you even ask that stupid question?
Why would you bring it up?
No, it's not even debatable, is it? No.
I don't think so.
Don't look
away. Well, Nick certainly won't think so.
No.
Joy.
It's good enough. Love sets free.
I don't know that it does.
Doesn't it?
No, because you hear other songs that say, you know, I'm in chains because I love you, or set me free. You know, like...
I guess it all depends on the experience of love that you've had. Maybe you're flying free and you feel free and wonderful because you're loved.
Maybe that's true. Or maybe you feel like your wings have been clipped because you are in a relationship.
Because you love a prick.
Ah, what a segue.
Aha! Until you pointed it out. First prize of three today, Airbaggers, is prick... double pass to see Prick the Musical, starring Tracy Harvey, Gareth Keegan and Derek Gwile. It's an impossible love story about a TV celebrity who goes to hospital with a broken willy. That is every man's nightmare.
Going to hospital with a broken willy.
Just breaking your willy.
But can you break your... There's no bones in it, is there?
Yeah, but it can be injured.
Yes, I get that. I mean, I do get that. It does seem to be rather fragile if Funniest Home Videos or anything to go by. And you just see on that show, you know, people just copping a seemingly benign little bump in their nether regions and they just collapse.
Nothing's benign down there.
Really? Is it really that tender?
Oh, my, yes.
What a bad design.
Yeah, I don't... Who designed people?
I don't know. Floppy on the outside, tender. You know, dolphins have them tucked away.
Yeah, I think the majority of animals do.
Elephants don't, do they? Oh, blimey.
Good. Oh, the things I could tell you about an elephant ejaculation, which I won't.
Ah, not even in our Callum's Critters today?
The term gallons comes up.
Oh, no!
Exactly.
Meanwhile...
Anyway, Prick the Musical,
yes.
Not starring an elephant penis.
No.
Starring Tracy Harvey, Gareth Keegan and Derek Gwile.
Is it Derek Gill?
Possibly.
I'm going to go with Derek Gill.
You can read it next time. It's an impossible love story about a TV celeb who goes to hospital with a broken willy.
Yes.
He falls in love with a lowly receptionist. Can love mend a broken willy? This is an all-singing, all-dancing spectacular. You can check it out on preakthemusical.com.au. And if you want to win the prize,
Jill... we've got to come up with a question. It's called Prick the Musical.
So I think... tell us who you love to hate. Who's your favourite prick?
Your favourite prick! Who do you love to hate? Brilliant. Cal, where have you been all my life?
Oh, I've been away for a while. I've been a very bad gay. I've been away from Joy. I missed all the Joy 20th birthday celebration and World AIDS Day and everything.
Oh, and it went off in here like a frog in a sock.
What?
Joy.
You're with Gillian and Cal with the Airbags on Monday afternoon. We're cushioning your drive home, but you're... validity has been questioned, Cal.
Kevin has texted in on 0427JOY949 and said, is Cal qualified to be on this show? We need to see his airbags.
Show us your airbags. Come on. Out with them, darling.
Here you go. You'd see, and Kev, my airbags wouldn't save anyone's life in a car crash.
They wouldn't, no.
No.
Well, I don't think you can still psychologically pump yourself up, can't you, you know?
My breasts?
Well, not so much your breasts, but just to sort of wrap an emotional blanket around people.
Oh, yeah, I could...
It's
I could,
a metaphor,
I could cushion
Kevin.
And comfort them with love and kindness.
Yeah, because...
Just not with my chest.
It oozes out of you.
Hmm.
Yeah, better get that scene too.
Yeah, that's the...
We are giving away a double pass to Prick the Musical, which is about a guy's got a broken willy and goes to hospital.
And falls in love with the receptionist.
Yes, again, that would be quite uncomfortable, wouldn't it? Because if you've hurt your little member, right, okay, and then you get excited. And then you get excited.
Oh.
That's going to be more painful, isn't it?
I imagine it would be incredibly painful.
Yes. Ooh, think about that. Anyway, I've got a little piece of news for you. A man 26 is expected to be exposed, to the full force of the law after he took a police car for a brief joyride while naked on the Sunshine Coast. Oh, I don't know that I'd want to think of anybody...
Why?
Naked on my leather. On the Sunshine Coast, where you get quite sweaty, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd stick to the car. Is that how... You'd stick to the leather. Is that how they caught him? Could he not get out of the car afterwards?
I don't know. They were at the scene of a crash when they claimed the naked man jumped into their marked police car and drove off. The man has been charged with two counts of willful exposure... Willful, is that like a play on words, you know, like willy?
Oh, willyful.
Well, because they've already talked about him being exposed to the full force of the law, so they're obviously a bit of wags, these journalists. Anyway, he's been charged with two counts of willful exposure, one count each of unlawful use of a motor vehicle, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. Why is that? Because...
He was probably driving erratically, I imagine.
Yes, in bare feet and the rest. Mm. And adversely... Oh, here we go. This is the last one. And adversely affected by an intoxicating substance. Oh, bless you. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was worth the while.
Those poor police officers. Did they have to drag, sit down
naked
where he was sitting after they popped him in the back?
Oh, yeah, they might have. But they'd have a little quick wipe, wouldn't you?
Oh.
But when, I don't know if they still do this, but you know when you have, what do you call them, streakers on, that sounds awful, doesn't it?
On telly and such at sports grounds.
Exactly, you know, on the cricket and they sort of jump over the wicket. In Britain, what they always used to do, the police would come and cover them with their helmet because, of course, they had the big... raised helmet, which was always quite fun.
Oh, then putting that back on your head.
Wouldn't be so bad as just putting a little flat cap on. You know what I mean? Because it would have touched the sides.
Yeah, that wouldn't be as bad. And that's good for the kids.
Why wouldn't it be good for the kids?
No, I mean like censoring them before they're ready.
I see. But we don't need to see
really
that.
Do they really jump over the wicket? That's so dangerous. What if you slipped?
I know, but... I think if you take your clothes off and run out onto a cricket pitch in the middle of a blazing afternoon on telly, you're not thinking that clearly anyway. To be fair.
Joy.
Yes. So, bit of an issue. If you're listening to the radio, if you're listening to us on the radio, you're not listening to us.
You're not hearing this.
No, we've got a problem with our transmitter, been told.
Maybe it's the heat.
Perhaps.
Extreme heat.
Joy should just take summer off.
We're melting.
And everyone goes to the beach.
We're melting. I was at the beach last night. But I'll tell you all about that when we've got a few more listeners. I think it's a story that's worthy of it. It was a mad lesbian night out, and there aren't too many of those, certainly not in my life. So I think I'll keep it.
Keep it to myself.
Well,
if I share it, I might lose the memory.
I know what you mean. If you share it, exactly. It's not enough to go around. If you actually tell people about it, it just dissipates.
Although, the more you tell the story, the better you'll remember it. Or the more the story will
changes.
Slowly change. Yeah.
Because I read A la recherche du temps perdu as you do, which is Remembrance of Things Past, Marcel Proust. You know, it's a big classic novel of 12 tomes. The first one is called Swan in Love, and then there's Swan's Way, and most people don't get past Swan's Way, and why would you?
There's an awful lot about swans in there, is there?
No, his name's Swan.
Oh.
Just to confuse things.
Oh, I see.
And it's in French.
Oh, well, that'll be why I haven't
You can get translations, but one of his famous thoughts is that your memory is best preserved in smell.
Yes.
You know, because when you remember things, you think about them, you change them. But suddenly if you smell something you haven't smelt for years, it brings it all back beautifully, pristinely.
Warm mowed grass in a springy summer always reminds me of playing Pokemon in the schoolyard.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
See, you
running
are so
around.
Young, it would still be a little technological instrument. It's not, you're not playing Conkers or anything.
No, we played Conkers.
Did you?
It was a Conker tree. Oh, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just saw it on a TV show once. We're like, yeah, and so it pretty much just devolved into throwing Conkers at each other.
Yeah, probably best that you didn't have it, because in fact it was... We did play that many, many eons ago, and then it was banned because it's actually quite dangerous.
What, just swing them? Do you swing them at each other's conkers? Or
what you do is it's like a horse chestnut in a shell, and it's sort of, you know, it's a conker.
It's quite hard.
You
string
put
on
string
it?
Through it. If you've done your job properly, you've soaked it in vinegar and you know, all of that. And so you hold that up like this, and you let it dangle. The other person takes theirs, wraps the string around the finger, gets the conker, like almost like a catapult, and whacks it at it. Of course, often you miss the conker entirely.
Oh, and your vinegar-hardened, heat-treated, well-lacquered conker just...
Can break somebody's nose, or their willy, as we were talking about Prick the Musical earlier.
Well, you shouldn't have it dangling down around there, should you?
Well, you won't
after
that. You're
going to hit the wrong conker.
Oh, you'll soon learn. Are we back on air? Are there any radio listeners, not online listeners, radio listeners who can hear... Oh, we're back.
Did you miss us? I don't know what happened, but suddenly people were running in
and saying, you're not on air, but we are on air. So, Cal and Gillian, this is us. We're the Airbags.
Joy.
Now, a lot of things are happening in the world, and we had Aung San... I can never get her name right. Aung San Suu Kyi here.
Oh, Aung San Suu Kyi. Oh,
Suu Kyi, you got to go the chi, haven't you? Never mind. Andy Kaye will be in here soon, correcting me on pronunciation.
Excellent.
Now, did you read or... Did you either read about or see the interview with Tony Abbott or the chat with Tony Abbott and her where he sort of tried to draw a parallel between them because he'd been in opposition for 4 years. So, you know, he knew how she
really
felt. I'm afraid so.
He really compared being the opposition leader to being in house arrest for something like 9 or 12 years.
15. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, nice one, Tony Abbott. Enough said. Let us get on to our little film review segment just initiated.
Oh, all right.
We've both seen films with a Hemsworth brother in.
Yes, I had the better Hemsworth brother in mine.
Oh, better in what way?
That he's better looking. And I know that's an objective thing, but when it comes to Chris or Liam, and I mean, text in 0427JOY949, let me know which one you think is best.
Right.
Chris, all the way. Chris Hemsworth.
His voice is rather sexy too, isn't he? I don't know what he does with that, but he's...
He talks with it. He talks with his voice, and it's very sexy.
And he's Thor, isn't he? Thor.
I don't like him with the long blonde hair.
No?
No,
I
prefer him with
you.
The short hair.
You're so shallow,
like in,
aren't you? You've only
like in Cabin in
looks.
The Woods. Oh, well, yeah. Well, I don't know what he's like as a person.
No.
He's a good actor.
He is, actually.
I don't think I've actually seen Liam Hemsworth act, but this is my clincher, you see. This is how I win the argument between Chris and Liam. No, you know what? I'll leave it until someone joins in.
Yes.
0427JOY949.
It's not all about us, listeners.
No. You know, let us know which one you think's a bit sexier. Because I saw Thor 2, which is a pretty self-explanatory film, sequel to Thor. Bad guys are aliens who attack.
Has he thawed out yet, or is he still frozen?
Well, Natalie Portman's thawed him out.
Oh, really?
She's... She is gorgeous.
You're a bit sexy for Natalie Portman.
My goodness.
Yeah?
Yes, she is stunning.
Goodness. I wouldn't have picked you for a Natalie Portman fan, but I don't see why not. I mean, of course she's lovely, but...
No, you're not that big a fan of her?
No, I do. I think she's fantastic. But she's not... You know, I sort of go for the more mature, voluptuous woman these days.
Yeah,
fair Nigella Lawson. Yes, I'd taste her dumplings any time, I can tell you that.
My goodness.
So Thor 2, should we be rushing to cinemas, you know, other than for the fact that Chris Hemsworth probably got his top off?
Only once, actually, which was a surprise.
Ripped
there was,
off, as
which,
it were.
Which I liked, because there's so much fan service and stuff in movies and stuff these days. If someone, you know, they find any ridiculous excuse for a guy to take his top off, which
yes.
I love, but at the same time, it needs to be important to the plot, and it's unnecessary.
You see. Yeah, you don't want any gratuitous toplessness.
Well, not if it's just unnecessary.
Right. Well, I saw the other Hemsworth in Catching Fire, the sequel, The Hunger Games. Well, it's not really a sequel, is it? Because it's a trilogy. It can't really be a sequel because it's one of three. They haven't just gone, let's stick another one on that. They were, it's designed in three parts,
What's
I think.
It called, then?
The Hunger Games.
No, the middle movie of a trilogy. penultimate
duology, the penultimate, the second of three. Who cares?
The second movie.
Anyway, it was called Catching Fire. Stars Jennifer Lawrence. And Liam Hemsworth plays the sort of him indoors, really. He doesn't do a lot. You know, he looks after the family a bit while she's off, you know, killing people in the ring.
He's the house husband.
He is, but he's quite, you know, he's sort of, he's good nookie, you know. He's quite beefy. Mm. But, yeah, he doesn't really get a chance to shine, I wouldn't say. But I thought it was fabulous. I think it's a fantastic story, The Hunger Games. I'm thinking, if that's what they're writing for young adults, really good stuff. I love the morality in it. I love the writing. Not so much the writing of the books, because obviously it's designed for younger people and it's, you know. But the screenplay is amazing. And Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence is amazing.
What a role model. Can't beat her.
What a role model. If something's not working, kill some people.
She's definitely got the right attitude. I'll definitely vote for her. I tell you what. She can come to my district anytime.
Joy.
Some customers may be delayed by up to 6 minutes due to the cancellation of the 5:07 p.m. Flinders Street to Craigieburn service.
Outrageous!
Oh, you say that, but then if you were running 6 minutes late for radio, you'd be panicking.
Well, I was running 6 minutes late for radio today because I had a little bit of a problem with my plumbing.
Oh, my. Do we want to continue this?
Well, not my plumbing, not my personal plumbing, obviously,
good.
Callum.
It's always good that things move, you know, it's like a good bowel movement. Everything's moving.
Well, it was moving. It was moving a little bit too much. My ball cock was stuck or something.
I didn't know ladies had those.
And it was overflowing.
Your ball cock was overflowing.
If you don't mind. Now, there is a certain plumbing service I will never call again because it was daylight bloody robbery. Absolutely ridiculous.
Mm.
It's a sort of plumbing service that begins with J and ends in... No, I won't say any more than that. But do not phone them up. Go for a nice local plumber who does not belong to a big conglomerate, because they'll rip you off.
Conglomerates don't care for you.
They don't. Tell you what, what this guy did, and it wasn't really his fault because it was the company that he worked for. He has to punch into his computer when he parks his car, right? So he parks his car, puts his timing from then. This particular company, I just feel like an idiot even saying that I went with them, charges a $66 call-out fee and $42 per quarter of an hour, even the first quarter of an hour. Well, it would have been a bloody quarter of an hour before he got to my house because he got
per
lost.
Per quarter of an hour?
Hello?
That's outrageous.
Yes, and they didn't tell me the rates before. I just have to have had this thing. I just think everybody does the right thing. I don't, you know, I don't suspect. And so he took him a quarter of an hour to get in, comes in without his tools, thanks very much.
Has to go back.
Hello, and he reparks the car. So he's got half an hour, puts a markup of a tap that I know only costs $40 in Bunnings. They charged me $187 for it. That's not with labour. They have marked it up like...
That's ridiculous.
400%.
Yes, well, I can see why you're dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied!
What's a ball cock?
It's the thing that, you know, when you have it in your cistern, right, and you've pulled your chain or you've pushed your button.
Push your button.
And it fills up again with water. The ball cock tells you when it's full.
My boyfriend's got a broken ball cock then.
Oh, ouch. Now we're back to prick the musical, aren't we?
Yes, we are, with a broken willy double pass.
Yes.
Joy.
This is I'm about to fight you with fire, Cal.
For our song off.
Yes.
My goodness. Songs with fire and heat and hotness.
We are pumping up the heat.
Yes,
because it's 36 smackers out there.
It doesn't need to be done. Pump up the air conditioning, really. If you please.
Yes, and what we will do, we will follow this up, as in I've chosen what I think is a hot song. You've chosen what you think is a hot song.
Oh.
And then our listeners can say, oh, that was loaded tosh, because you can choose your own hot songs in our request fest tonight.
Yes, it's your chance to tell us where we went horribly wrong.
Well, you know, that's your privilege. We're going to go with your song first, darling.
Oh, are we? All right.
Would you like to big it up?
Well, I think this is the hottest song on this side of the sun.
Now, this just ain't for fun. What you've got to do, listeners, is you've got to get onto our Facebook page, which is called Airbags, and vote.
Vote for us. Like which one you think is the best.
Yeah, which is the hottest song.
Mm.
Now, I don't think you can lose on either of these. They're both going to be hot, 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 but especially this one. This is Cal's choice.
Hot, hot, hot on two.
I'll turn it on.
Oh, ah. Oh, that's my line.
Ole, 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 ole.
bongos out.
Stop that. Put them away.
Oh, come on. You know that Nick would. She'd have her bongos out right now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't approve of that either. Put those away. Put those airbags down. Goodness.
Oh, well, I'm feeling a little bit hot myself.
Whew, get the fan out.
Who was that? You know, we all know the song.
Crossfire featuring the Elephant Man?
Yeah, why not? I heard him in the background going, my name is John Merrick. Do you remember that?
I've never seen it, actually.
Oh, it's very sad.
I'd probably cry, yeah.
Yeah, you would. If you didn't, I'd be worried about you.
I'm a bit of a crier in the films.
Yes, if people don't cry at the Elephant Man or like dogs, I won't have them round to my house. Well, they wouldn't want to come round to my house because I've got a dog, innit?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Now, that was Callum's choice of hot song. Please go to Facebook page Airbags and like that.
Like it before you even hear Gillian's choice.
Which you will like also, but remember, it's me pressing this. It's coming from my iPhone, so all sorts of things could go wrong. Go.
Press the right button.
Okay, another hot song coming your way.
Oh, my.
Get on Facebook and like this one, why don't you? I think I'll just turn it up myself, shall I?
All right.
Well, this is some hot stuff, obviously. Donna Summer, the late, great Donna Summer. I grew up singing to Donna Summer.
Into
the
a hairbrush.
Yes, absolutely, in the mirror.
That's the only way you can do it.
Oh, that's so good. She played it twice. If you love that for your hot song, then you have to go to the Facebook page, Airbags, and like that, please. But also now...
But if you're feeling hot, 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 you should like mine instead. Also on the Airbags page.
What you can do if you don't like either of those, what's wrong with you? But you can request your own heat-related song for the Request Fest, which is coming up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Get your requests in soon, airbaggers, please.
Now, we want to know, well, who's your favourite prick, really? And Fred Nile's name has come up.
Yes, he has. Pete from Brighton?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not too savvy on Fred Niles. Why is he a prick?
Well, he basically prays for rain every time Sydney Mardi Gras comes around. He hates the gays, does Fred Niles. And he'll stand there with his po' face and his supporters raining on the parade himself. Hideous man.
He should just buy a hose and spray it.
We'd probably quite be grateful for that, you know.
Actually, yeah, on a hot Mardi Gras, white T-shirt sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, well, good choice, Pete. You've gone into the draw to win the double pass to see Prick the Musical.
And who wouldn't want to see that?
Which is in 2 days. So keep that in mind. It's this Wednesday, 4th of December, so you don't have long to run into
diary.
The Joy Studios and grab your tickets.
Pick up your hot tickets because everything's hot around here. You forget, don't you, when you're inside the air conditioning? You step out there, it's like an oven.
Oh, it is. It is. And as soon as I had been to Julie for a while, and as soon as I stepped through those doors, I felt at peace, I felt comfortable and refreshed. And also, the air conditioning was nice.
Yeah, well, that helped, didn't it?
Joy,
what we want to know is, well, because you sort of use them as a bit of a screen. Apart from a sunscreen, people can't see your eyes, right, when you've got sunnies on.
And you can have a sneaky look at... Well, whatever you'd like to have a sneaky look at.
Yeah.
What do you look at? Perhaps.
What do you look at between, you know, behind your sunglasses?
What have you used them to hide the fact? What have you been staring at that you shouldn't have been?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that myself, whether I do that. I think I've got quite small ones, and I think you can probably still see the eye movement. It's probably better to have really big ones.
Yeah, I've got a pair of aviators, and they are great for perving on hot boys.
So they just hide everything, you know, your intention.
Yeah, they're like the reflective ones, and so you can't see my eyes. And I have myself a bit of a look at some
bit of a perv.
Yeah, hot men.
Okay,
around about the city.
I'm glad that you do. Just let us know what you look at behind your dark glasses. 0427.
Joy.
She's over her head though.
Oh, is she? Maybe she needs a new pair of sunnies.
Well, I think there's a few people out there who seem to. Listeners, you've woken up. We're offering you a pair of sunglasses, and bang, off goes the text machine.
Not a single one of them listened to me. When I said, I want these sunglasses, don't text in, because that way I have a better chance of getting my dirty, grubby mitts on them.
Do you know what your chances of getting those grubby mitts on those glasses are?
Zero, because I know the protocols.
You're not allowed to have them.
I know. I want them. Well. I want to use them to look at nice boys. which is actually what quite a few... We've asked what you use them to have a sneaky look at.
Yeah, what do you use your eye... You know, your chaser... Hide behind, for instance. You know, what are you doing behind there?
Exactly. Anne from St Kilda says he needs a new pair to go to the Paran pools. And so he can watch the boys go by poolside. Yeah, I wholeheartedly support that. Also, Adam...
The trouble is, though, you've got to try and let your eyes follow them without your head turning. Because that's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it?
You're just staring directly at them the entire way. So, yeah, keep those necks rigid.
Yes.
Adam likes to perfect guys while running along the beach. He's keeping fit and getting an eyeful. Very nice.
Very good, yeah.
Karen's looking at Golden Shades of the World.
Oh, bless you, Karen.
And Charles from St Kilda hides his iron bags under his sunnies.
Yes.
That's also a very good use.
I do, yes. When I put my sunglasses on, I just think, oh, yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
That's handy.
I don't need to worry about people seeing my hangover.
I know, but I should probably get bigger ones then. I could hide more, couldn't I? All you've got to do, listeners, if you'd love to...
Joy.
We are asking you what you do behind your sunglasses, because we're giving a pair away.
And you know what? Mostly, it seems to be, it's looking like mostly they do what I do and have a bit of a perv on the boys.
Right.
Daryl likes a bit of a perv, and Foo says he tactfully and unapologetically studies Ozzy's male face and form as he hides behind his shades.
Aww. Now, Daryl was actually looking specifically at crutches, is that?
Men's crouches. So does that mean...
And butt cracks.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is when men crouch. He looks at their butt cracks.
Oh, yeah, like your overpriced plumber. Did he have the classic
Darling, No. I was trying to avoid any visual contact with any kind of cracks.
Yeah, fair enough.
In his department, which made him even more overpriced. Even I might have had a little fantasy before he arrived about the old tradesman.
Yeah. Like, oh, hello.
Yes, up against the washing machine. Sorry, listeners. It's no need for that, is there?
Oh, my.
Tell us what you get up to behind your sunny, shadesy sunglasses.
And you'll go in the draw to win yourself a designer pair from Bailey Nelson. Perfect for summer, because it's summer. It's been the second day of summer. Isn't that perfect?
Well, I'm glad you know what time of day it is, what time of the week it is. We're going to have a little, tiny little bit of a song before going up to the news with the wonderful Andy Kay, who's sitting there in a singlet. You can't read the news in a singlet, Andy.
Can he not? He did the headlines.
He did.
No, he's not even
care.
Listening. How rude. Care. How rude.
Let's have a little bit of this. Oh, that's enough.
Joy.
We are going to give it to Charles from St Kilda
Yay!
East. Congratulations, Charles, who says he uses his sunnies to hide his eye bags.
Yeah, so he needs them more than anybody else,
really.
Yeah,
he does. I mean, he's keeping up his image.
Yeah, poor love. So they're coming to you. I don't know what happens here. Do you call him?
I'll give him a call and let him know how
call.
He gets them a bit after seven.
That's lovely, because you're busy right now, aren't you?
I am.
You're busy playing hot songs. There was something... Oh, I had this lovely message, somebody that I met last night.
Mm-hmm.
I went out for a mad lesbian night out.
You bad thing.
I know it sounds like an oxymoron because you sort of may think, and this might be me diseasing it, thinking that lesbian nights out are not usually mad, right? But I turned up at this do called Sundaylicious. Again, not too auspicious. Sundaylicious.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of going, doesn't really sound like that would go off.
Well, people just seem to think they can put the licious on the end of something
like,
and it'll be great.
It's going to make you want to lick things.
Yeah, we're joylicious at the moment.
Aren't we? Well, I turned up to this thing. It's the arse end of the world. It's in the Docklands, you know, away from the proper people, which is probably what helped the thing. I got there about six. It was going off. They didn't care. They were having a grand time. The music was pumping. The beers were getting sucked back. And, there was a real... fun atmosphere, and I got well sucked into that. A bit of a vortex.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
You went down the whirlpool.
Well,
started out at dignity and ended in debauchery.
Definitely, and I dived straight in. Didn't take me a moment. I sort of got there slightly taken aback by all the lesbian outrage, and then joined in. And ended up in the bay, St Kilda, I think about 1:30 with three people I didn't know. We weren't naked. I mean, I could make it a better story by saying we were all naked. We weren't. Some of us were, but not me.
Ah, I see.
Right. Standing in there in the boxer shorts of some lovely guy that I didn't know, but nice boxer shorts. And so that was lovely, about 1:30 in the morning. Great temperature. And we were also lucky enough to be joined by a couple of guys from Epping. Now, I've heard of Epping. I don't know where it is.
It's on the South Morang line. It's
and that's
North
quite
Melbourne.
Away from here?
Yes.
From St Kilda?
Yes.
Well, these two lovely chaps from Epping had turned out and driven all the way to St Kilda. I don't know whether that's the nearest beach for them. But they'd come with a couple of homemade fireworks.
Oh!
Which they promptly set off.
Of course.
At 1:30, rather loudly.
That sounds rather like Epping boys.
It was great fun. Although they said, oh, if we'd known you were here, we'd have brought more. Shall we pop back and get some more? And I'm thinking, I don't know, but I think Epping sounds quite a way away.
That's quite a commitment they're making for you.
And considering that fireworks really, I mean, we did as much cooing and going as you could to try and make them feel like they'd really got their money's worth, because they cost a lot of money to make. And
they
really
do.
They just go poof, don't they?
Yeah.
And so, it's gone.
So the poofs set off some of their little pretty poofs.
And they weren't poofs because they were from Epping.
Oh, well.
And they'd driven all the way in. Imagine how long it takes them to drive in. Let two things off that take a few seconds. Ooh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah, but they're getting free publicity now, aren't they? Those two mystery Epping boys.
Oh,
very
smart.
Sneaky. Very well, I'm on to you, mystery firework Epping boys.
Yeah.
I know what you're up to.
They did say they had some to sell.
Oh, well.
There you go. Here, mate. Want a firework?
Oh, I don't
We've
know.
Got another
I don't
prize
know.
To give away, Cal.
We do. See
Joy.
Oh, I hope he doesn't hurt his throat when he does that. Obviously sounds better when the tramps do it.
Yeah, and a good scotch will clear that right up.
Thank you. It's 25 minutes past six. I hope you've all finished work and you're kicking back now and having fun with our hot songs.
And are relaxing. And a lot of people are very good to me personally and they don't want the CD of the week.
Aww.
Craig from Paran, Melville from Paran.
They don't want the CD.
Joe does want the CD. Shame on you, Joe.
Yeah, you
but
see,
you're in
yeah.
the draw. Because if you don't want the CD, then I might be able to have it.
That's right. Well, Melville, yeah, he says, please don't let me win it.
Ooh, he doesn't know. Just don't allow him.
No, they love you, Cal. Oh. Anybody else not want to go into the draw to win the CD so that you can have it?
That's it so far. No one else has declared their intentions to not have the CD.
Right.
But if you do want to, 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au and include your name and membership number.
Yes, do that. And get in your request for your hot songs. This is Alicia Keys, who's in the country.
Yeah, she played at the Arias.
Did she play well? I'm sure she couldn't do badly if she tried.
No, she did very well, and I'm pretty sure she did this one as well.
Yes, well, she's a girl on fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Well, that's just what she said.
Hotter than a fantasy. She should know.
I suppose.
Seems very
Joy.
No, I've got a little fascinating fact for you.
Fascinate me, please.
Well, did you know?
I didn't, perhaps.
Hang on, because you do seem to know a lot of things. Did you know this? That we now have more cafes and restaurants in the city than actual shops.
Really?
Yep. There are more cafes, takeaway outlets, restaurants and pubs than retailers in the city of Melbourne.
Ha!
Thanks to a boom in food and a slump in retail. Food's gone up, retail's gone down.
It's one of those old-fashioned boom and slumps.
Yeah, well, it's weird, isn't it? So we're eating more, but dressing less. Maybe food is still cheaper, perhaps.
Oh, no, food's so expensive in Melbourne. What are you talking about?
The CBD has 108 more venues than it did 2 years ago, while in Southbank, foodies now have 41 more places to eat. Do we really need that much choice?
Probably not, but we're a very, very foodie city, aren't we?
We are.
We're all about our coffee and our food.
But I feel confronted by that much choice. You know, like, I don't know what it's I like, want. I like, don't know what I want.
It's like trying to buy toothpaste. You go in and you just want something that helps you to whiten your teeth, and there's 80 different kinds of toothpaste and they each say they're the best, and it's very overwhelming.
Well, that's it. And you lie there, you know, because you make a choice eventually before the shop shuts. You actually have to say, I'm going to have that one.
They kick you out and they say, excuse me, Callum, we know you've been struggling and I just picked this one out when I saw you coming round.
And then you lie in bed that night and you're going, oh, I don't know that I got... Should I have got the one with the extra calcium fluoride thing, or should I, you know, and you don't sleep.
Well, it doesn't affect me that much.
No, I was going to say that's a little bit extreme, being dramatic.
Yeah.
But it is true. As Eddie said on Absolutely Fabulous, I don't want more choice, I just want nicer things.
That sums it up nicely.
Thank you. Well, she was rather good, wasn't she?
Joy.
Now, would you Adam and Eve it?
No.
It is hard to believe. We've been here nearly 3 hours.
And we're back on our feet.
Well, you want to be back on your feet because you've got a new pair of thongs, Callum.
These thongs are so comfortable. Sitting has become a chore.
You mean you would rather stand than sit just because you've got really comfy thongs on?
I could stand right now. It's more comfortable than sitting down.
You don't look comfortable, darling.
Well, my posture's appalling because I didn't adjust the microphone before I stood up. But my feet, they are singing.
Well, I'm so happy for you. Now, sit down again because we have a prize to give away.
Yes!
What is it?
Robbie Williams, Swings Both Ways. His CD of the week called Swings Both Ways, just to clarify there.
Yeah.
If you love Robbie and you love that glorious big band sound, you will love Swing Both Ways. Great classic swing tracks along with new tracks. And we had a lot of people texting in, asking for them. They were all pretty keen, but it's going out to the lucky Pat, who only has 3 Eurovision CDs in his car. So he needs something else.
So
he needs something different.
Prize, is it?
A pity prize? It's not pity. We're educating him.
Ah, you're right.
We're aiding him in his musical endeavours.
I hope that's true. But we're being very constructive. I mean, I do feel that he should be punished for only having 3 Eurovision CD. You know what I mean? Like, we're rewarding bad behaviour.
Well, I prefer the carrot to the stick.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so you can...
He's taking the next step.
Now, what I heard the other day talking about the carrot upset me slightly. You know, we talk about the carrot and the donkey, and you put the carrot in front of the donkey and it keeps walking, but it never gets the carrot.
Classic cartoon.
You like to think that at the end they get the carrot, but apparently they don't get the carrot even when they arrive.
Well, it's still in front of them, isn't it? How can they reach it?
Well, you might be able to take it off with your little hands and put it in the donkey's mouth.
What are you saying about my hands?
Well, not yours, one's little hands, and put it in the donkey's mouth. Anyway, it's very upsetting for me to know that the donkey never gets the carrot. Sorry. Confucius say the donkey
never get carrot. Good. Well, thanks for bringing down all the listeners with 3 minutes to
go.
You're on Joy 94.9.
I'll bring you up with something, shall I?
Yes.
Last little blast of a hot song.
Hot song burning.
It's this one, and Paris is burning.
Lady Hawk.
Woo!
Do love this song. Generation Next is up next after the news.
You going to keep talking?
Nah.
Oh, I'll take the mics out then, yeah?
All right.
Cool.
Uru.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.